don't mention my name on social media. I don't think it was right for the pastor that originally posted it to do that. Even if there were nobodies, people in your circle are going to wonder, hey, why did the pastor say to pray for you? What's going on?
I mean, this guy's their counselor, their minister.
Yes, like a lawyer. You trust them that whatever you tell them is going to stay between you two.
Thank you for joining us once again. Welcome back to TFTR Show with Freddie and Lizzie Correa.
That's me.
That is right.
Did you know the king of podcast is back on YouTube?
Whoa, yes. I'm so excited about that. That's awesome.
I saw the thumbnail and I thought he was joking or it was a mistake. And Mr. Joe Rogan is back on YouTube.
Yeah, he's back.
What?
He's killing it too.
What happened? I was surprised that he's back on YouTube because I thought he had a contract with Spotify where it was exclusive.
Yeah, so the time to renew the contract just passed. It was time to renegotiate the contract and they re-signed him. And they ended up extending the contract, I don't know how many years. But one of the negotiation part was for him to be able to come back to YouTube. Like they, I'm guessing Rogan probably asked that because if you think about it, Rogan, you know, nowadays everybody sees numbers and all, and there's that's also another outlet for your podcast for a lot of people, like including us. We subscribe to YouTube Premium because it's the best service in the world, right? YouTube, yes, it is. It's the best service, and you don't have to put up with commercials and all that. So that's why I'm so happy he's back on YouTube because now I don't have to go to Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, I apologize.
Yeah,
it's cool. The player sucks though. It's the truth. The player's not great.
There's nothing like YouTube.
YouTube
is amazing.
Yeah.
Now the guest that he decides to bring for his comeback, that was really smart too.
Oh yeah.
He brought Cat Williams on his first episode back to YouTube.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And within hours, the video had millions of views.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to see him back on YouTube.
How's the views right now? Because to bring back Cat Williams, can we look that up?
Yeah, I think I checked this morning and it was at 8 million.
8 million. We know he broke the internet when he was on Shay Shay. He even mentions it on Rogan. He knows what he did.
I checked Shay Shay too because I was trying to compare the numbers. And Shay Shay's video is at 55 million right now because it's been out, but that's still a lot.
So when people hear this, it's going to be higher. Higher.
So right now, 3 days ago, the Joe Rogan Experience with Cat Williams is at 9 million.
And how many days it's been out?
Three.
3 days. Damn, 9 million? The first day was already over a million. All right, we'll keep checking.
We'll keep track.
We'll keep track.
I don't think it's going to beat Shay Shay's. His is 55. Shay Shay?
No. That conversation was like exposing a lot of things. And he was shooting, you know, shots fired were like definitely shot.
Yeah. And it was his first time from what I know back, like on the internet or podcasting. Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was ever.
Before that, he's hardly been on. There was that one radio show he got in a fight with the host and he like hella made fun of the host. That was a big controversy.
He got in a fight verbally or physically?
Verbally. No, it was verbally. He got in this, he was getting interviewed by this comic and her husband, I believe, are co-host. And she was like not listening to his answers. Like I went back and listened to the interview and there's parts where he's talking and like responding to her and she's interrupting while he's giving his answer. And he even tells her at one point, excuse me, I'm not done talking. But if you let me finish. And then that's when, oh shit, the red flag. So it got awkward. It started getting awkward. And next thing you know, he started like dissing her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And everything was cool there, I guess. They still aired it, whatever. But at one point, the husband ran into Kat and there was some kind of conflict, like, you know, altercation.
Dang.
After the show, later on, something like that. It's like caught on camp surveillance, too. Kat showed up to the studio or, yeah.
Cat Williams, Kat, don't come at me.
Yeah.
But he is a little hothead, no?
Yeah, I mean,
because I feel like during the interview with Joe Rogan, he kept trying to argue with him.
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, negating is a word, but like, yeah, I he was kind of like one-upping him too. Like, everything he would say, he would try to like kind of dismiss what he said. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by that? Yeah, because I felt like he was a little like not so agreeable, but very, a little combative, like contrarian.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan would say, the sky is blue. And he would say, well, the sky really is not blue. Yeah. It has white clouds in it. It's You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You think it's blue because that's what you see. It's like one up.
Something like that, yeah.
Not only is it blue, that's a pet peeve I have. When you say something, they say, not just that, but blah, 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 blah. And then you keep repeating it. Like, not just the first time, but you do it like throughout the whole. It's like, so is everything not just that, bro? Is everything not just that? Or can I just get one that is just that? Is it cool? Can I just get one that?
Yeah, that could get a little annoying after, you know, repeated it over and over.
Yeah.
Over again. Anytime when you're not adding to what was said and you're trying to divert it, or it goes this way, it's a little annoying.
Because
mm-hmm. when you're speaking to someone, ideally there is a purpose to it. We're on a journey together.
Mm.
And when I say something, like you said, you're adding to it, and so that we can continue to walk the same path in the same direction.
Yeah.
But when you're constantly trying to take me right when I'm trying to go left.
Yeah.
That's like you're stealing my energy almost, because then I'm trying to direct you back to what I'm trying to say, because I'm trying to get an answer from you. But that could get really annoying.
So it could be like someone that's it could be a vampire too. Someone, and I call vampires people that steal your time and suck your time away by just letting them talk, and they don't listen to you when you're talking. You know, I guess we could do that sometimes, but mostly people that are annoying and they just want to come up to you and just talk, you know, or just trying to suck your time somehow, you know. Am I one-upping you right now?
No. You better not.
I got this clip. Can I show you a clip?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. Were you going to say something else?
No.
You wish, no.
There is a God is the biggest conversation worldwide, but the truth of the matter is there is more reason for you to believe there is a God than there is for you to not.
Whoa,
that's crazy, huh?
That is crazy for that to be said.
Yeah,
because growing up when we were religious, you would never hear that talked about. Very rarely, of course, if they were Christian, if it was a Christian network, but not celebrities just interviewing
and
having a conversation about God. Yes, podcasts didn't exist back then, but still, if it did, I don't think God would be talked about like how it is now. And just like you said, like them considering God, I think the alien thing really did help for them to even consider like a higher power.
I mean, we're seeing supernatural stuff, and whatever it is, it's a higher power, or, I mean, wherever this is coming from, whether this is a simulation or whatever. That's why I say, and I stick to what I'm saying, is like, whatever it is that you want to believe in, but it's not just that we're alone and we're here by mistake. That's for sure. That's like for sure, you know. But if people want to continue believing that, that's cool too, because, you know, people that our atheists already didn't care, so why would they care now?
Mm-hmm.
Unless people want to. I think it's mostly the people that have a little hint that there is a God, because what he said was pretty powerful. You see it. There's evidence.
Yeah, he said there's more evidence that there is a God.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched some videos recently of people in physics, and they talk about all this crazy stuff that I don't understand. My mind can't wrap myself what fourth dimension or five dimension. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, you don't? Oh, it's easy. I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
Should have told me.
Oh, I should have known.
Just kidding. Here's me trying to understand time travel movies with you, and here you're here with the whiteboard sometimes trying to explain it to me.
No, but you show me a lot of stuff. I like that word, photosynthesis. You show me a lot of stuff, though. But, on this one right here, so in this video, he gets into it a little bit deeper.
What do you got to say now?
Right. And the fact that it already was set up to do that, the fact that it was already set up on this planet for there to be medicines for us to find and to utilize. And you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like, oh, yeah, so he made a cow. No, to make a cow, it means you had to also have made grass. And it means you would have had to have invented a whole new eating system for this animal, which was cud. And that means you would then have to have given him three stomachs to be able to, and you would have to have known
I don't that get
he that was going to emit a gas that was going to be necessary on the planet. Like, like none of these things.
Fertilizer.
Right. The fact that everything goes together is how you know.
That's I think cows have more than one stomach.
Really? Oh, okay. That's why he was referencing it.
How many? Like,
why does he have, three stomachs? But like the methane gas that they release,
No, they have one stomach.
They have one stomach.
Technically, cows only have one stomach, but it's split into four distinctly separate compartments.
Maybe that's what he meant, meant. Why not three instead of four? That's pretty interesting. But see, the fact that he knows that kind of stuff is pretty cool. So much in what he just mentioned about the cow is like the circle of life right there within itself.
Like, yeah.
Right? You're not going to create something that, a creature that, is not going to have something to live on. What he means, like, there's a cycle of life, though.
Yeah, like, we're all connected. For the cow to eat the grass.
Right.
Some higher above needed to know that the cow was going to need grass.
Yeah.
And so it provided grass.
Yeah.
But then it needed to know that the cow needed three stomachs, how he needed to be divided for that to eat the grass.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he's like, how did it know? And then with the fertilizer, when it poos, how does that
happen? Circle.
It's all connected. So
it's like bees are important, right? If there's no bees, there's no pollination. And then no pollination, stuff doesn't grow. Stuff doesn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no oxygen. Like that bee movie, isn't the whole plot of the bee movie that? Not get rid of the Jerry Seinfeld movie?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I think so. With something about that. It's like, if we don't have bees on Earth, we could have a real problem. Pollination.
My enemy. My mortal enemy.
Yeah. You cannot see bees whatsoever.
I cannot.
You ever been stung by a bee?
I have not.
Oh, my God. I remember when I got stung by a bee while I was climbing a telephone pole in Reno. I was instead up there in the boondocks. Up there in the north valleys of Reno, Nevada. And I was climbing this pole on what we call pegs. They're the metal bars that stick outside of the wooden post. And I'm just climbing it, right? While I'm climbing it halfway up, I felt something so painful, like a burning sensation in my stomach. And I look down and I see like two or three little bees or little wasps.
My gosh, no.
Oh, they were like flying around. And immediately I just slapped it. And I felt more pain. So I think I got stung twice. I didn't get back down. I had to just man up. Because I'm like, I can't just let go and be like, you know? Just man up. And I just held on. And I'm like, oh. And then after I hit it, you know? And I just I kept climbing. I had to finish doing what I was going to do up there. And connect the customer. Brave.
I
think I was doing a disconnect, too.
I've had a bee get in my car. And that was enough for me. And it was on the freeway. It was in Reno.
Oh, damn. How did it get in?
I think I had the windows down because I don't think it was...
It wasn't through the vent? I think it was through your vent.
No.
No? I've heard of stories like that.
No. All of a sudden, I'm in the freeway and I see the bee through the rear view mirror in the back.
Yeah.
And then I hear the sucker and I'm like, no. I screamed.
Yeah.
I pulled the car to the side of the road. I pulled down the windows And I call my mom hysterically crying, like if she's going to do something. But that's my only thing that I can do for a solution. Again? I pulled over on the freeway.
Oh, it was a freeway, babe? Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to stay in the car.
Babe, it's the freeway. What if you were on the fast lane? Just start God moving?
Was watching me. I don't know.
You got to prepare mentally, babe.
Babe, that is my worst fear.
I've had a spider while I'm driving.
Okay, can we not?
I was in North Valleys again. Oh, no. And I was driving through the North Valley curves where you connect Sun Valley to...
I'm having nightmares.
Golden Valley? There's all these valleys. Panther Valley. This one connects you in the North Valleys in the hills. And I was driving this... Oh, it was a brand new van that had just given me a charter. And I'm all happy with my brand new van, all going to work my first day with my new van. And then I see this spider just walking down the dash. And I try to hit it, and I didn't kill it. And that was scary, baby. And I'm here, I am fucking trying to hit it with some gloves or something. And, I had to keep walking. I never saw a spider.
That's one thing I'm going to ask God as soon as I... Or I can ask him now, right? I seek and, you know, asking you shall find.
Yeah.
Why did you create those ugly little insects?
Everything has its purpose.
I know it's true. The spiders eat something that...
But just like...
It's harmful, blah, 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 blah.
I also believe that whatever, you know, the creator, the programmer, whatever people want to call it again, they did stuff like they created stuff. And that's also the survivor of the fittest, too. Using evolution for things either to die off. Like, we don't have saber-toothed tigers no more. Why? Maybe it could have been because of the comet. Who knows? You know. But certain animals that don't exist. And even the bald eagle. We talked about the eagle on the last episode. About smashing their beak and stuff. Renewing their life. Renewing their life. But they almost went extinct. When I was a kid, I don't know if they're still extinct. Almost near extinction.
Yeah, when I read years ago that they were almost extinct or on the verge.
I want to see a bald eagle and go up to it and say, you know what? You know what I'm saying?
What?
How you doing?
Yeah, so Justin Bieber and Hailey, they can't seem to get away from being in the news. But this time it wasn't their fault. So before you play the video, let me give some backstory here.
Okay.
Okay, so... Recently, this gentleman named Mark, he is a podcaster and former Navy SEAL. It's not clear of the relationship he has with Justin Bieber and Hailey, but he runs a ministry based in Southern California. And some outlets have referred to him as the couple's minister. So the couple's minister, this guy, posted a video of Justin Bieber singing. And the clip is him singing a song, a Christian song, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever, but he's asking for people to please pray for them, because they're going through something.
Oh, and this is from that video that we were looking at that's three years ago.
Okay. This is what the guy said. Christians, please, when you think of Justin and Hailey, take a moment to offer a little prayer for them to have wisdom, protection, and draw close to the Lord.
Oh.
So he's asking the masses to pray for Justin, okay? Yeah. So what happens? Haley's father reposts this on his Instagram stories to say, yes, like, just pray for them, which caused a lot of questions saying, what is something going on between them?
What's the father's name again?
Alec? Steve Baldwin, I think.
Stephen Baldwin.
I get it confused if it's Alec Baldwin or Steve Baldwin.
Yeah, Stephen. I think it's Stephen.
Yeah. So... why would you do that to your own daughter? Like repost something? And why would this guy post something about saying, hey, please pray for them?
But he why would he do that? Maybe because they all know what's going on?
Yeah, but if you're a pastor and we're going to you for marital advice, I wouldn't want my pastor to put on his Instagram, hey, please pray for Freddie and Lizzie. They're going through something. Like, don't even mention me. Like, I don't need people to pray because they're already skeptics that something is going on between their marriage. People don't like Haley for some reason. They want them to get divorced. So any little story that they see, like, oh, there's marriage or there are problems in their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, his intention may have been good, but the people took this and started just saying,
mm-hmm.
yes, they're getting a divorce. See, problems are happening. They have to go to their pastor for advice.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just play the clip too of Justin Bieber singing the song, because this is a song that we grew up singing mm-hmm. when we used to go to church.
That part about them doing that though. Do we know how does Justin Bieber and Haley feel about that?
Rumors has it that Haley was mad that the dad reposted it. Okay. So I'm sure that she got mad that her dad reposted it. Okay. She must have some feelings that the pastor did it.
Yeah, because if they post it too, if it's something that's good, like let's say Justin Bieber broke his foot, whatever it is. Let's say he broke a foot and like twisted an ankle, whatever. Everybody knows about it. The family knows. We don't know exactly what they're praying about. Would that be bad? Would that be like, and just playing the devil's advocate in the sense that we don't know the full story. Like it would. But now that I know that Haley didn't like it, now it makes sense. All right, dude, whatever it was, why are you crossing that line?
I just go back to don't mention my name on social media for anything, only when it's something
if I didn't approve.
Positive. Yeah, but I didn't approve. Why are you asking people to pray for me? I don't need people to even question why I need a prayer, because usually when you need a prayer from people, it's because it's a negative thing. Something's going on in your life and you need positive. So I don't think it was right for the pastor or whoever this guy was that originally posted it to do that, knowing of their fame.
Uh-huh.
Even if there were nobodies, people in your circle are going to cause you to wonder, hey, why did the pastor say to pray for you? What's going on?
Yeah, it's private stuff, man. It's not, you know, if they have that agreement beforehand, okay, but nah, it's like... Yeah, it's like that's why the secret of going to a priest and telling them your sins, they're not supposed to go and reveal it to everybody else.
Yes, like a lawyer, you trust them that whatever you tell them is going to stay between you two and not go on social media and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
something's going on with my defendant. Please pray for them or something.
Exactly. And this guy's their counselor, their minister.
Yeah.
They came to you for something and if you're sharing it without their permission, what the hell is wrong with you, bro? Is this the same minister that used to do selfies with showing his abs and all that?
I don't think so.
There was one
Victor
guy.
Victor Marks. I know who you're talking about. I don't know how he looks like.
Yeah, because this guy would take selfies showing his crotch almost with jeans, like low cut jeans, you know, making it tempting for the people from the church. It's like, bro, you're a pastor.
Yeah.
You're a youth pastor. You shouldn't be like that. You should be more like a Tobey Maguire pastor, youth pastor. Remember the movie where one of the Spider-Men said, you look like a youth pastor?
Yeah.
That's the kind of youth pastor you expect. You don't expect this dude looking like Enrique or who's showing you that how much of a man. I don't even know who's a hot guy out there right now other than me.
Yeah, baby, you're the only one I know.
Exactly. Me too. Just so you know. So we're gonna watch this video, right? About this song.
I could sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, we're praying for you. That's right. We're singing of his love forever. That's right. Every single day, every single night. We don't even flick. We don't even fright. We just want to stay real every single day. Every single day, I like to play this melody. Yeah, yo. That was terrible. Yeah, but
I can sing of your love forever.
Yeah, that's right.
I will sing of your love forever.
sing of your love, bro.
I will sing of your love.
You my dad, you my bro, you my creator, programmer, yo, simulator, yo, let's not terminator, yo, masturbator, what, ho, yo.
That's we'll nice, right?
Yeah.
Did you know he played the guitar?
I think so. Yeah.
I know he played the piano because when he was on YouTube.
I know the piano. I didn't know he played guitar.
Playing the piano.
Makes sense. Somebody as talented as him, he could probably play the recorder.
So Freddie and I, back in the day when we used to go to church, this used to be a very popular song that we used to add to our song list.
Yeah. And we translated it too. Did we translate or we got the... There was some that we would translate. No, we got that one from Danilo Montero.
Yeah.
Sobre los montes y el mar, tu río con something.
Yeah.
Or from a Calvary Chapel translated. But anyway, it was fun. We used to do it in worship and we used to translate a bunch of songs.
Bunch of songs.
Some of the ones that were already translated were not cool.
They were not good.
No, it was just like... You know, nah, we could do better. So we would make it work.
Yeah. When I saw that he sang this song, I'm like, oh, heck no. This is nostalgia for us. We got to... And I didn't play. I wanted a way to watch it with you.
Yeah.
So this was my first time seeing him play it and sing it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's still weird going back to Cat Williams to wrap it up.
Yeah.
That Joe Rogan and him are talking about God.
Yeah.
And then I know Justin Bieber was always about Christianity and going to church here and there, you know. But for him to be posting or... I don't think he posted this, regardless of having a video out there of him singing a Christian song that I grew up singing. It's just like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Know. You know what song I thought it was at first? And I'm like, no way he knows this song. The one that would go, your love is deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Than any ocean higher. Than the heavens reaches.
Beyond the stars in the sky. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Nice and one. Please, I hope people don't take it as disrespect if I'm joking around, if I say certain things. I hope you don't. But, you know.
We don't mean no disrespect.
No
this
disrespect.
This is part of our history.
It's part of our history.
It's part of our memories. We can't erase it.
I can speak for myself. I'm not a Christian in the sense of the organized religion sense of the word. If people want to see me as a Christian, because I do believe in Jesus and Christ, and I could talk about that more later on, but I want to be more like Christ. Whether you think Christ was real or not, the person, the Christ that was in the Bible, if you could take the good out of it, that's what I want to be more like Christ. I have to be very sensitive to people's cares and needs, and I'm at the place where I'm like, as long as I'm not being disrespectful and I'm not, you know, if I cuss or whatever, if you find it disrespectful, you could turn it off. As long as I'm not disrespectful in your place, in your house.
Exactly.
On your podcast, I'm going to be aware of where I'm going to be in my surroundings. But on my podcast, I'm going to joke around.
Yeah, this is your home.
Yes.
This is the only place where you should feel safe enough to talk about whatever you want, especially on your podcast.
Yes. And I love... Look, I've had this Bible, baby. I've had this Bible for a very long time.
Very long time. Ever since I've known you.
Yeah. Look at my bumper sticker. 106.3 Calvary Chapel. I've had it. So I gave this Bible to myself. It's all leather. This cost me like...
Can I guess?
Say, oh, yeah.
At least 50.
No. Hell no. This is leather. Real leather.
So more?
Yeah.
100.
More.
What?
Yeah.
For a Bible? 150.
Yeah. It was like 140.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's expensive.
And look, it looks like it's in great condition. Other than, you know, the gold fell off and stuff. But I love this Bible. So I gave it to myself. And look, in August 12th, 1999. I think that's Tito's birthday, no?
August.
Or is it 14th?
I think it's the 12th.
I think it's Joe Rogan, too. Something like that.
Let's see.
Yeah. Here's a little note I wrote to myself when you looked at it.
Joe Rogan's on the 11th.
On the 11th. So it's got to be Tito then, the 12th. And then my nephew Moses, 8th. You, 16th. I'm the 18th. August babies all day.
And Cutie's the 17th.
Oh, yeah. Cutie's the 17th. That's right. So look at a little note I wrote to myself in 2002. I lost this Bible a lot of times, but I still have it. And in the year 2000, I'm still reading my Bible and I love it. Until this day, I love this Bible. So anyway, I love this Bible, but just like I love this Bible, I like other writings of whoever the culture is, of what their version of God is. Because I think ultimately the universe is God. That's my opinion. The programmer, whatever you want to call it. And we could jump into more of that discussion in future episodes. But that's what I feel like. And I'm respectful to Christianity and I take the good out of it. But I choose not to follow everything like as the organized religion tries to, you know, don't forsake the fellowship of the saints. They use those verses, you know, and without going too much into that, it's perspective and interpretation, right? How do you interpret?
Always goes back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when you want to think of how to be happier, it's can you change your perspective on anything and everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And maybe by doing that, you can be happier.
That's right.
So what we're saying is close your eyes and accept the Lord into your heart. No, just kidding. But in all seriousness.
Send your donations? Yes. And you could do that by clicking on our Amazon link.
Yeah, there you go.
That could be a donation. Boom.
Yeah.
Help us out, brah.
Brah. There's so much to look for as far as information of what to believe. And nothing is not one is the truth, I don't believe. They all lead to the same thing, which is love and God. They're all really trying to say the same thing.
Yeah.
When learning about spirituality, it all compares a lot to, for me, because I grew up with it, the Bible and God.
Right.
So just do you, boo-boo.
Yeah. They're all along the lines that everybody's doing the same thing, just to one up you real quick.
Oh, here we go.
Another thing that he said, Cat Williams, and I've learned about this. This is one of my favorite subjects, floods, the flood stories around the world, the creation story. Every culture has something similar. Everything points to a higher power, however you want to see it. So, you know, you want to get hooked up? Want to have more entertainment? If you want more entertainment, tell them where people could watch another video.
Yes, thank you for watching this episode. And if you want to watch another one, because you can't get enough of our voices and our handsome, pretty faces, click over here or click over here, wherever. You know what to do. Like, comment, subscribe. Bye.